So this time of the year, with fall sports coming to an end, entering championship games or NCAA tournaments, conferences are rolling out their all-conference teams. The Big Ten in football did defense yesterday. They are doing offense today. The voters on the media side got it right. They know good football. They know good football players. I may know some of those media, so I'm praising you. Austin Allen, first team all Big Ten tight end by the media. I think the coaches will follow suit as well. It's either him or Jake Ferguson. But Austin Allen is a first team all Big Ten. Anybody going to disagree with that? Austin Allen had one of the greatest years as a tight end. And you almost think, gosh, did he not get the ball enough? Could there have been more moments when he should have been on the field in key situations? But it's a great story, and I have not held back my love affair with Austin Allen. Been following his career since he was a three-sport star in the town of Aurora. I mean, somebody that was blowing up and growing up, 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". Honestly, if you would have asked me when Austin Allen was in high school, I would have said basketball is his best sport. He was a great basketball player. He was talented on the football field, and he had a little baseball in him as well. But I always thought that basketball was his sport. And if he had indicated that he wanted to play basketball full-time, I'm sure the interest would have come. But he makes a wise business decision in high school that football is the way for me to go at 6'8" as a tight end with great speed, great hands, great acumen, great competitiveness. He was not recruited by Scott Frost. Oh, yes, he was, when Scott Frost was at Central Florida. But got recruited at Nebraska, stayed home, and worked his way through the program in the development. It's also a feather in the cap of Sean Becton. That Sean Becton got a hold of Austin Allen, and Austin Allen, in an offense that all of a sudden woke up in the last couple of years and said, okay, we're going to stop saying we're going to feature the tight ends. We're going to utilize the tight ends. And Austin Allen was right there to be the beneficiary. And what a year he had. He makes the wise and only decision that he's headed off to the NFL, and we will have a draft party in Aurora. I'm just going to need some details on where we're going to have this draft party at. Is it going to be at his house? Is it going to be at the country club? Are we going to block off downtown? Where are we going to do it? So I'm happy for him. And it's the right call today for him to be first team all Big Ten. And I would be using this as a recruiting tool immediately. Because it's not just, hey, we have a guy on a roster of a 3-9 football team that is first team all Big Ten. We got a guy that this is how it's supposed to work. It might be something to use in recruiting to other players that are thinking about Nebraska, maybe even some in-state kids. But you know where it might be more beneficial? Your new assistants that are coming, and even some of your current assistants that say, we've got to find every prospect in the state of Nebraska. Now, I think in the next mode of Austin Allen from Aurora High School, I like Ben Bramer from Pierce. Now, he's not in Nebraska's recruiting cycle until he's already up onto the 23 class. But Nebraska kid that's got all of the metrics that you believe in your development, you see something, you know, like this guy just needs to be tweaked, just needs to get into a program, and he's going to be okay. Yeah, it might be also something you look at your staff and go, hey, there's guys in this state that are really, really good athletes. They might be multi-sport athletes. Let's make sure we keep them here. Gage Stenger, pretty good basketball player as well, and he's going to come to Nebraska and play football. It is another good day in the end-of-the-year awards for in-state products, not a Nebraska player. Jay Ducker, who also has a great story to tell at Northern Illinois, the Bellevue West running back, who really wasn't recruited by Nebraska. I think I told him when he was in high school and talking to his high school head coach, Mike Huffman, you know, Purdue really, really wanted him. I remember a Purdue assistant came to a basketball game and was sitting in the stands with him. They wanted him. He's great in the classroom. Stanford Northwestern kind of showed some interest. But Dan Jackson knew what he was getting at Northern Illinois. Well, when he was previously at South Dakota State, he knew about Ducker, and then he goes to Northern Illinois and secures the, you know, he gets the benefit of Jay being there, as Jay had committed to Northern Illinois before DJ got there. But earlier this year, as Jay Ducker is named the Freshman of the Year in the MAC, and Northern Illinois is going to play for the MAC championship Saturday morning in Detroit, he was on the scout team like 2 weeks into the season. He wasn't running as the number one running back. And he stuck with it on the scout team. And guys in front of him didn't hold up their end of the bargain. And the next thing you know, he runs off and he has 200-yard games and monster games. And he's going to a bowl game. And now he's the MAC Freshman of the Year. So good for both of them, two in-state products that are rewarded for what they did in this past season. All right, 11-12. Scott Chandler will join us at the bottom of the hour. You still have time to get in your questions into the mailbag, which is brought to you by Oscar's Pizza and Grill. Anything goes in the mailbag. You got questions? I haven't been in the mailbag for a couple of weeks here. Been on the road.
Yeah, you missed the last two.
So how did Ravi handle it? Did Ravi take care of the wrestling questions?
Ravi did an excellent job.
Concert T-shirts, that kind of stuff.
Yes, he even brought his own questions for a post mailbag segment for me, just so we could.
Oh, okay.
Kind of speed up that rapport.
I didn't
between
know if he all of a sudden started asking listeners questions out of the mailbag.
No,
well,
everybody.
You got questions for me. Wait a minute. I got questions for all of you. A
lot of attacks on his anti-Turkey stance, which isn't really an anti-Turkey stance, but it is perceived that way.
Now, can I ask a quick question?
Yes. Here? It's your show.
Well, it's our show.
Oh.
Did you guys have a discussion about nachos?
Yes.
Oh, you ticked off some people.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that gold bank inbox kind of filled up, and I was in the middle of flying when you guys were talking about it, so I landed.
And what are all these nacho email?
And Bob, I'm not gonna say his last name. Bob was all over me about the guys on the radio, Robbie and Josh. Yes, Robbie and Josh talking about nachos and how sissy you were, and I was like, what has happened to the Gary Sharp Show?
Yes, neither of us wanted to get our hands dirty, literally.
Safe. All right, so the mailbag's coming up at noon. Robin Washit from Raleigh, where Nebraska and North Carolina State play tonight in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Hey, the Big East might have thumped the Big Ten, but the Big Ten is taking care of business against the ACC. How bad is the ACC this year? The Dukies went down last night to Ohio State as Ohio State rallied down double figures in the second half. So Robin will join us at 1. He's in Raleigh for tonight's game. That's a 6:15 tip-off first road game for Nebraska. And then Parker Gabriel stops by at 1:30 on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone. Where you can stop by for lunch today. How good does that sound? Yeah, the weather outside is warm. You know what? Here, this is your plan for the rest of the day with my good friends at Fernando's. Take off work here in about 45 minutes. Take us with you on the app, the 1620 The Zone app. Go to Fernando's, just load up on the $6 margaritas. Just get after it. Sit there, have lunch, get yourself some enchiladas, whoever you're bringing with you, fried tacos, fajitas. You don't have to worry about parking. Some places you like to go for lunch, you spend 20 minutes of your hour looking for parking. You don't have to. It's 75th and Pacific, 114th and Dodge, the two great locations for Fernando's. So go there for lunch, enjoy, and you're going to have so much fun, you're going to come back for happy hour. Or you're going to stay through happy hour, which is Monday through Thursday, 3 to 5, $10 taco basket, $2 off nachos, discounts off drinks. It's a good time. You know, you've been in Hy-Vee, for example, and you're like, is that the Fernando's, the Pico and Chips? Yes, you can get them in Hy-Vee, and you can get them in person, 75th and Pacific, 114th and Dodge. It is Fernando's.